Last week, I hosted 40 business and government officials at Fast Forward, Johns Hopkins Business Incubator, and saw a glimpse of Greater Baltimore's future. One by one, we were struck by the volume of activity, the energy of the space, and what this means for our region. Fast Forward is explicitly designed to help startup companies with their growing business needs, from conference rooms to office and lab space. Demand at Fast Forward is strong, suggesting a thriving local entrepreneurial spirit. Complementing and supporting entrepreneurial growth in the region is the recently proposed federal budget, which includes a $54 billion increase in defense spending. New data from the Economic Alliance of Greater Baltimore shows a vibrant government contracting sector that is poised to grow even further. Federal contractors encompass a broad range of sectors, including universities, hospitals, engineering, and high-tech firms. Maryland ranks in the top five states nationally in total government contract spending, with almost half of that share, $12.2 billion, coming from the Greater Baltimore region. In fact, the percentage of government contracts awarded to women, minority, and veteran-owned businesses in Greater Baltimore is higher than the national average, with one in five contracts awarded to those segments in 2016. The message is clear. Businesses in this region should be gearing up to take advantage of expanded federal contracting work in 2017. Revenues and jobs are the rewards on the table. For the Economic Alliance of Greater Baltimore and M&T Bank, I am Augie Chisera.